Mercy produces lovers of God. And let's look at Luke 7, 41 through 43. And we'll also read verse 47 as well. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. And then as he goes on to talk about Mary, Mary has come in and cried on his feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and they were they were in their hearts and grumbling and complaining about the fact that he would even let this woman touch them and all that. That's what was going on in this picture when Jesus gave them this little parable. You know, which one of these men would love him more? And they said the one who had the most debt canceled. And he said, you've judged correctly. Then he goes on to say, therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. So those who have received greater mercy, those who have been forgiven much, the Bible says, love much. The mercy of God births lovers of God. And when I first spoke about this, I contrasted this with those of us who may want to show mercy to people versus those of us who may want to make sure that people always live right and do the right thing. You know, because that's a dichotomy that I lived in most of my life growing up. You know, I was taught that I was saved, but I was also taught that everything I did sent me to hell. So it was hard to really reconcile this idea in my mind that on one hand I am saved, but everything I do can send me to hell. So I began to contrast this idea of mercy versus rule-keeping. Because we see that picture in the Pharisees very clearly. The Pharisees that Jesus dealt with, he got onto them very often about the way that they forced rule-keeping down men's throats. Not only that, he even rebuked them. They thought that they were so good at rule-keeping that they started adding their own rules to it. They're like, hey, this is great. Let's add more rules on top of this. Let's create even more things and tell people that they also have to do this. And then they got to where they wouldn't even go onto a street if they knew that a leper was on that street, because they took the interpretation of the law to go even further, that they didn't want to get close to that type of filthiness. So they had all these rules, and they loved keeping the rules, and they loved making up new rules, and they loved forcing them down men's throats, to the point that the way Jesus described it was that they shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces who were trying to enter in. They shut the kingdom of God in men's faces. In Matthew 23, verses 13 and 15, this is what he said to them. He said, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter with all their rule keeping. They were not entering the kingdom of heaven. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. And so what I saw in this is that mercy produces lovers of God, but rule-keeping produces sons of hell. And that's the difference. If I can convince someone of the mercy of God, they will love him much. Therefore, they will live out of a life of love towards God. If I convince them that they're going to go to hell if they don't keep all of the rules, then I shut the kingdom of God in their face and make them a son of hell. But throughout much of my life, I have had several conversations with people that worry that if you don't put a nice padding around the message of mercy and grace, a padding of holy living, whenever you teach people about grace and mercy, that there's too much danger and letting them have direct access to grace and mercy, because then they'll think they can live however they want. So they try to pad the message of grace and mercy with this wall of holy living, with these rules that, you know, you have to keep these rules. You can't just say you believe. You have to also live this way. And so they want to build this nice padding to keep people from thinking they can live however they want, because they think it's dangerous to let them think that. And I believe that it's actually more dangerous to not let them think that. They have to believe that they can live however they want, because that's the absolute truth. That's what God would have us believe. We can live however we want. There is a wrong way and a right way to live. We can absolutely choose whichever one we want. But grace and mercy brings us into a place of loving God and living holy. Living holy doesn't bring us into a place of the grace and mercy of God. And we so often flip that equation and we shut the kingdom of God in men's faces. We become like the Pharisees. We think it's such a good idea to make sure they know that they got to live right. And we make it so hard for them to get to the thing that they need in order to fall in love. They need to see the mercy and the grace and the kindness of God that leads them to repentance. We can't put a buffer between men and the mercy of God. We can't demand holy living without them being overcome with the mercy of God. Because those who are forgiven more, those who recognize that they are forgiven more, will be the ones that love the most. They have to know that they can absolutely live however they want. And there is a way to the kingdom of heaven, and it is only through Jesus Christ. It is only through his grace and mercy. That is the way that we were given new life. That's the way that we were brought to life. That's the way that we were given birth into the new hope that we have, that we will be in his kingdom when he returns. It's because of mercy and grace. It was never because of the way that we live, or else we would have had to live right first before we got his grace and mercy. And it just doesn't work that way.